everybody, and welcome to another episode of the ElectricMusic.com Truck Show. Tonight we have a bunch of different things for you. You just heard the theme song that I'm starting to play every show now, Guitar Lab Rock 1, a song that I made for a lovely lady in Texas. And we got some stuff from the wiki on Chuck. We've got some stuff from the forum. We've got some stuff from the Chuck users mailing list. And we've got some of my own private stuff. So let's listen real quick to 60 by 60 Rock 2. Okay, that's a really short little song that I made for a 60 by 60 workshop, and I never sent it in. It was so foolish. Could have had a bunch of people listen to it, but I never did. Next is perhaps the one true Chuck song of all time. It's called Hack Chuck, and it's modeled after a popular pop song that you'll recognize. Once you hear the song, it's got kind of a funny story behind it. We were joking around on the forum in a thread about making songs sound like Chuckified, so to speak, and distorting lyrics and so forth. And everybody went back and forth about it until one day Cassin posted a message saying, "Guys, I think Perry ended this one." And he posted a link to Hack Chuck, and it turns out to be a song that was written in celebration of Golang's PhD thesis, and God is, of course, the man behind Chuck. So let's give a listen to this, the one true Chuck song of all time, Hack Chuck.
I'd write a million lines, coding day and night.
We're gonna have to run.
'Cause when I'm feeling down, this language makes it alright. Our data types are strong. We give our programs for free. So turn the music on. Come on and chuck with me. Chuck it up, spork down. Chuck it up, let the stretcher handle time. Chuck it up, spork down. Chuck it up, get the syntax and the style. Everybody have fun tonight.
Everybody have fun tonight.
Everybody hack chuck tonight.
Everybody have fun tonight. Everybody hack chuck tonight.
Everybody hack. So just type chuck foo dot chuck to let the token spew out deep in the CPU. The VM thrashes about. We have concurrency and exact sense of time. Oh baby, chuck with me to help me finish this rhyme. Chuck it up,
spork down.
Chuck it up,
let the stretcher handle time.
Chuck it up,
spork down.
Chuck it up, get the syntax and the style. Everybody have fun tonight.
Everybody have fun tonight.
Everybody hack chuck tonight.
It's become a language run amok. Everybody, everybody hack Chuck tonight. Everybody, everybody want Chuck tonight. Across the nation, around the world, everybody hack Chuck tonight. A celebration, so spread the word. Everybody hack Chuck tonight.
Okay, everybody, that was Hack Chuck. And up next, we're going to have a song called Conductor that was written by a guy named Adam. Oh, but first, let me read off the folks who are here in the chat room. We have Blue Hell, Edison Rex, Blue Jay, Doug Burt, who I haven't met yet, Inventor, that's me, Jay-Z Ward, good to see you, Mono, Mosk, Shane, Sound, and State Machine. Everybody's having a good time joking around and just having a blast. So, up next is a song called Conductor. It was written, the program behind Conductor, the Chuck program, was written by a guy named Adam, and he sent it to me over the Chuck Users Group mailing list. And he had a little biographical information I'm going to paraphrase here for you real quick. He says, as for me, I'm an artist, musician, and programmer. Oh, by the way, this will be our featured Chuckist for the show, is Adam. I'm an artist, musician, and programmer, mostly based around London, UK. I've been working around interactive audio for a good number of years, originally being a member of an arts collective called Audiorama in the mid-90s. We made a few CD-ROMs, yada, yada, yada. What else does he say? He's into Burn Brothers, www.burnbros.com, modern reggae-infused electronica with a 70-year-old dub poet on vocals, where he is involved in production arrangement and visuals when they play live. And he's also into the Sancho Plan, www.thesanchoplan.com, a performance and installation project centered around drums triggering characters where he is the system architect. He's also got a sonic installation piece on the go with an iPhone version also in development. How about that? iPhone with Julian Baker, and they're really taking the time with it, but there's a screen recording on vimeo.com/3957961. Did you get that? Okay, our featured Chuckist for today is Adam. And his Conductor song, he wrote a program that's really a bunch of programs. You chuck up the first two to get things rolling, and then there's about 10 more different little music instruments that you can play that are each in their own little Chuck file. So, what I did is I composed an MP3 recording. If I recall correctly, it's about 9 minutes long, where I add and subtract various instruments, and it sounds pretty good. Let's give it a listen. Here is Conductor 03 by Adam. Thank you. Sorry about the vocal noise. We've got a dog among us.
She's checking.
We can talk on top of the music.
What music?
Sunshine doesn't really like Chuck music. You don't like the drum beat?
I'm listening, aren't I?
Okay.
Oh yeah.
There we go. Thank you. Okay, that's about it for that song. And that was a very good song by Adam. Thank you very much, Adam. I have a special guest here today. It is once again my wonderful friend Sunshine. Say hello, Sunshine.
Hello, Sunshine.
Now, Sunshine and I are going to play good cop, bad cop here because I love Chuck music. I really do like it a lot. I write it, I listen to it, and Chuck is just such an amazing, beautiful programming language to me. It's even my therapy, but we won't get into that. And Sunshine doesn't like it at all. What did you think about the song you just heard, Sunshine?
I actually thought that was kind of cool.
Oh, really? It was supposed to be dance music. And you like to dance. So I figured you might like it. In fact, Sunshine actually had me dancing in the apartment a couple weeks ago, which is incredible since I just don't dance. And guess what? She just treated me... Calm down, dog. Sunshine's going to go get the dog and quiet her up. That's Ginger the neurotic dog. treated me to stone crab claws, South Florida stone crab claws. And later tonight, we're going to grill us up some filet mignon. Oh yeah, I have a nice salad and some asparagus. It's going to be great. And also, Sunshine just got me a drink that I think is pure straight vodka with ice and lemon. So
I am your servant.
Yes, she was my servant today. Actually, Sunshine has taken me on as her project, and she's training me. I'm a bachelor in training, aren't I, Sunshine?
You're the first man I've ever been able to change.
You have to want to change. What is that? How many psychiatrists does it take to change a light bulb? Just one, but the light bulb has to want to change. So, Sunshine has got me today, after we spent the whole day going out shopping and stuff, which we had a great time with. Sunshine drove. She has me cleaning the kitchen, taking out the trash, keeping ice in the freezer, and get ready for this, guys. She has me putting the seat down.
I'm better than a mom.
She's better than a mom. My mom can't make me do that stuff. And she walks me, and I feel so healthy, and I'm losing weight.
I'm going to put a leash on you next.
Yeah, with a choker collar. Okay, well, Sunshine liked that song. Here's another song I think that Sunshine might like because she's into new age kind of stuff. This is a song called Breeze. It was written by Scott Smallwood of Plork, the Princeton Laptop Orchestra. And it has a slow build-up, so it'll sound almost like we're losing audio, but it'll build up, and it's just very breezy and gentle and calm and cool. I don't know Scott Smallwood, otherwise I'd give you some biographical information. I just shamelessly ripped this off of the Chuck Wiki, and I figure he won't mind. So let's give it a listen. Here it is. Oh, we're not playing the song. Yes, we are. There it is. Thank you. Sorry, folks, I've got Sunshine in the chat room now. She's hamming it up with the guys.
I think I'm in the middle of a meadow with wildflowers just bobbing and prancing.
Wonderful. So you do like it.
Thank you.
Okay, the guys are getting personal in the chat room here. Folks, if you're not in the chat room, you're missing something. Wait a minute. We just went into the next song, so I'll let it play. This is Clicks by the one and only Go Wong. I also shamelessly ripped this off of the web, but I don't think he'll mind. Hope you enjoy the song. You're getting a little tipsy when that southern accent comes out. That beautiful, lovely southern accent. You know what she said the last time she was tipsy? She said when she was in Key West, she was sitting by the water and she saw a manatee come up. And the manatee wanted some tooth floss. Isn't that what you said?
Oh, he was flossing his teeth on the rope.
Yeah, and you said you didn't have any floss for him. So he went over to the rope on the dock and he flossed his teeth. I didn't know manatees were big on dental care.
Well, of course.
That's how they keep those big teeth.
They have no teeth.
They don't have teeth?
No.
How do they chew on the leaves and stuff?
They suck.
Okay, I'm not going there, Carol. I mean, Sunshine. Let's listen to Clicks.
cross between Michael Flatley and flatulence.
You're the one who fed me all those beans.
That's why I left after I did, too.
Headphone cord. Ginger is the neurotic dog. She wants love. Oh. Started out crazy. No, I'm not making you crazy. Yes, ma'am.
After eating beans and doing coke. Coca-Cola.
Okay. Well, that'll give you gas. Who is Michael Flatley?
He has fast feet. Lord of the Dance?
No, I don't know.
You too young.
Yeah, I'm a kid. I'm only 42. This song twice. Oh man, I think I played that song twice, or I only got halfway through it, one or the other. But anyway, it was fun while it lasted. Okay, now here's a really active tune called FFT Bar 6. I got into a mood one time when I was chucking along right away. And I decided I wanted to do some graphics. So I wrote Chuck code that spewed out source code for POV Ray, which is a graphics package that's freeware too, and cross-platform and everything like that. And I then took the POV Ray code, plugged it into POV Ray, and made FFT bars, which are, you know, like on a equalizer on a stereo, and timed it to the music, and it was okay. I can't show you the video here, but I can play the song for you. Here is a very short song called FFT Bars.
Ah.
Okay, Sunshine, what did you think of that song?
Sounds like a bass zither.
Bass zither. All right, I take that as a compliment. All right. Sunshine
you ever seen
is
a bass zither?
Sitar? A bass
zither? A zither.
Zither, what's it like? You mean like a zipper?
No, a zither is this thing that you pound on with hammers and it makes beautiful sounds.
Oh, cool.
It's a musical instrument.
I wouldn't know about that because I have no musical training.
Obviously.
All I know is Chuck. Obviously. Hey, I made that FFT Bars music that you liked.
Well, sounded like F-15s over the atmosphere.
Yeah, it's powerful music. Okay. Now, here is a song called Flute Music 67_1. I once sort of temporarily for a little while internet dated this Christian woman who was a flute player. And I played this flute music for her.
Wait.
What?
You dated a woman on the internet that played the flute.
Oh, yeah. She was quite an accomplished flutist. In fact, she was so accomplished that she listened to my flute music song and she said, "Don't quit your day job."
Well, you haven't.
That's right. That's right. So let's give a listen to a little bit of flute music. It's a very short song. Here we go. Okay, Sunshine was busy typing, so we went into the next song, which is another really short song. What? I'm not blaming you.
What does my typing have to do with your lack of inattention?
I guess I lack attention.
I love attention.
I'll give you all the attention you want, sweetheart. Okay. By the way, we're strictly platonic friends. And now, that was GMS Primal2.mp3, which was recorded with me playing my guitar into a Chuck patch that was based on Key Jazz's Thunder that he wrote one time. And we also have some historical information from State Machine in the chat room. He says, the zither, which Sunshine is explaining to me what it is a musical instrument most commonly found in Slovenia, Austria, Hungary, and southern regions of Germany, Alpine Europe, and East Asian cultures. And he also comments, this is a very educational show, so.
Well, actually, I must tell you, the zither is one of the few instruments that are not, they are a stringed instrument, but they are actually a percussion instrument because you play them with hammers. So it is therefore percussion on a stringed instrument.
Well, Shane is a percussion expert. Shane is in the chat room. Maybe Shane will make some comments about the zither, and we can read those. But we've only got 12 minutes left on the show, so let's crank up a little more music, There might be just enough time to hear a little bit more than these key jazz one-liners. By the way, Sunshine is going to hate this. I think.
I'll go cook.
And make some filet mignon for us. Oh, yeah, baby. These are one-liners by Key Jazz, and Key Jazz gets pretty wild with his one-liners. And what I did is I chucked up a few one-liners, played them one at a time, and then played them all at the same time. And they're really wild and crazy. I don't know if I'll let the whole thing play all the way through, but let's give a listen to Key Jazz one-liner. Okay, folks, that was Key Jazz one-liners. I cut it a little bit short. I'm not going to play the catastrophe disaster of combining all those one-liners together. But it was pretty good. We've got about 8 minutes left in the show. Sunshine has retired to the kitchen, her kitchen, even though it's my apartment. She apparently owns the kitchen. She heard that. And but yet I clean it for her. What's wrong with that scenario? I'll tell you what's right about it is she's going to serve me filet mignon. She called me up and said, Les, I got a job for you. I want you to marinate the filet mignon and sprinkle it with garlic on both sides. Oh, marinated in balsamic vinegar. I am going to eat good tonight, folks. All right, coming up, we have a little bit of music to round out the end of the show. I'm going to play some... Oh, let's play this mellow song. It's just a little something I threw together using Guitar Lab. I wrote a program called Guitar Lab which features my Boolean sequencer that I love so much and have coded in a variety of different ways. And then I wrote SynthLab, a synthesizer, and then somebody came up with the idea that I should combine the two together, so I did, and created ChuckLab. So this is a song from ChuckLab that I threw together the other day. I think it's fairly a quick song, and we might have enough time to get into just a little bit of No Wave left over from last week. Here is mellow.mp3. Oh, the music is too soft. Let me crank up the volume. Okay, that's it for that song. Just a little ditty I put together the other day to round out the show. Let's give a great round of thanks to everyone who contributed to this show. We had music from Shamelessly Lifted off of the Chuck Wiki. We had music from the Chuck Users Group email list. We had music from the Chuck Forum. And we had music from me. And let's thank me very much. And let's thank Perry for making Hack Chuck 4 go wow. Let's thank Scott Smallwood of Plork for his Breeze song that Sunshine liked so much. Let's thank Go Wong for either half or one and a half of his Clicks song. And let's thank Adam for Conductor. Let's thank that girl I dated for telling me never to make flute music again. And let's thank Fender, the guitar company, for my wonderful guitar that I love to play in GMS Primal. Let's thank my good buddy Key Jazz from Bangkok, Thailand, for his one-liners. And we have 3 minutes left in the show. I'm just going to play a little No Wave. That's K-N-O-W. Named in honor of Key Jazz, Key Jazz N-O Wave. And I've got 4 songs. Shane is having a little bit of technical difficulty. He's up next on electromusic.com. So I'm going to play these songs while they resolve their situation. Here is No Smooth, followed by No Twang, followed by No Whale, followed by No Wanderer. And if that isn't enough, I'll just keep on talking. Here is No Smooth. Folks, if you can hear me breathing, I am savoring the scent of a cheap $1 cigar. Ah, the odor is terrific. You know, they say you can't smoke a cigar until the fat lady sings. Well, the fat lady is singing right now, so I'm about to light my cigar of the evening and smoke it in good health. George Burns, you know, he lived to be 100. He smoked a cigar every day. So, at least I quit smoking cigarettes. Let's keep on listening to No Wave while I enjoy my cigar. Okay, everybody listening to the Chuck Show.
Done?
No, I'm not done yet, sweetheart. She is grilling up the filet mignon. You're my wife, woman.
Might as well be.
Might as well be.
With no benefits.
With no hanky panky. That's right. There is chaos in the chat room. Shane cannot connect. Shane is rebooting. Let me read you some things that are going on in the chat room that are so funny. They crack me up. Let's see. Jan, Blue Hell, please go on. Me, Inventor, I'll just encore as long as you like. Blue Hell smiles. Blue Hell, great. State Machine, Shane, shut down, reboot Edcast, then connect again. Shane, okay, I will. Shane leaves a quit message. And then all chaos runs loose as Shane disappears from the chat room. Somebody said a dirty four-letter word, and Blue Hell is talking in short syllables, and there are various smiley faces going on. So you can imagine it's pure random chaos. Well, the filet mignon has finally stopped grilling. I can hear the sizzling stop. So, okay, dear. So what we're going to do is we're going to play Hack Chuck again. The one true Chuck song that was written by Goong's advisor Perry Cook, if I have my Chuck lore down correctly, in celebration of the PhD thesis defense of Goong, the creator of Chuck. So let's give it a listen, and this will last a few minutes, and maybe by then Shane will be back in business. All right, here we go. Encore, encore.
I'd write a million lines, coding day and night. 'Cause when I'm feeling down, this language makes it alright. Our data types are strong, we give our programs for free. So turn the music on, come on and chuck with me. Chuck it up, spork down. Chuck it up, let the Shredler handle time. Chuck it up, spork down. Chuck
it up. Okay, I won't sing.
Get the syntax and the style. Everybody have fun tonight.
Everybody have fun tonight.
Everybody hack Chuck tonight.
Everybody have fun tonight. Everybody hack Chuck tonight.
So just type Chuck foo
dot Chuck
to let the token spew out deep in the CPU. The VM thrashes about. We have concurrency and exact sense of time. Oh baby, chuck with me to help me finish this rhyme.
You done?
No, Shane.
Chuck
is in
it
trouble.
Up, spork down.
He's not back.
Chuck
yet.
It up.
Let the Shredler handle time.
Chuck it up.
Spork down.
Chuck it up. Get the syntax and the style. Everybody have fun tonight.
Spork down.
Everybody have fun tonight.
Hey, you said the F word on the radio.
Have Chuck tonight.
Where's the water
there? Everybody have
fun tonight. I'm F-word free. Everybody
you know what I saw?
Fashion.
You know what I saw today?
Everybody hack.
I saw
now
two.
With hard work and lots of luck, all the world is using Chuck. With all the features and the bugs,
and I was getting ready for my
become
Chuck
a language run amok.
You know, I was counting babies a minute ago, and only five children.
There were six before.
And then
everybody hack Chuck tonight.
Six comes quiet.
Everybody, 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 everybody,
Okay, folks, the chaos is calming down in the chat room. We now have Shane rebooted and back in business. He's kicking butt and taking names, playing music. State Machine, audio is good on Shane. Shane, thanks State Machine, that fixed it. Jan, okay, I'll switch to Shane. Okay, so goodbye, everybody. Thank you for the Chuck Show. Thank you for listening. Here is Shane.